Nancy Pelosi recreates smug so to clap mocking Trump with Katy Perry at pre-Grammys party. By Breitbart News on February 10, 2019. Beverly Hills, California, AP, the audience at Clive Davis's White Hot Gala included Barbara Streisand, Joni Mitchell, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but it was House Speaker Nancy Pelosi who got the most requests to take a selfie. Pelosi received rock star treatment Saturday night from attendees at the annual pre-Grammy event, which also featured a stunning tribute to the late Aretha Franklin, an artist Davis worked closely with for decades. Pelosi's sarcastic hand clap and smirk to President Donald Trump at his State of the Union address went viral last week and launched hundreds of memes. So when Davis announced that she was in the audience, Pelosi has attended in the past, she received a standing ovation, while some people even imitated her now-famous hand clap. At the top of the event and as she tried to exit, people asked to take selfies, almost creating a line as Pelosi smiled through them all. A wide range of celebrities attended the event at the Beverly Hilton, including Apple's Tim Cook, Netflix's Ted Sarandos, recent Super Bowl champ Julian Edelman, Wolfgang Puck, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Dionne Warwick, Kathy Griffin, Weird Al Yankovic, Calvin Klein, Angela Bassett, Berry Gordy, Fred Armisen, George Clinton, and Darren Criss. The night closed with a rousing tribute to Franklin, who died in August. R&B singer-songwriter Jasmine Sullivan stunned with her renditions of Call Me and I Knew You Were Waiting, then joined by Rob Thomas, who held his own on stage. Soul singer Ledisi, a powerhouse vocalist, also shined while sister duo Chloe and Halle, nominated for 2 Grammys, brought the house down when they performed Sisters Are Doing It for Themselves. Rapper Travis Scott, nominated for 3 Grammys, kicked off the night with the hit Goosebumps. Before performing Sicko Mode, which reached number 1 on Billboard's Hot 100 chart last year, he told the audience, "I only came to rage. Don't be scared to stand up now," Scott's DJ said. The Time made a surprise appearance, bringing the audience to its feet with a fun performance. The group, along with Quincy Jones, honored Clarence Avon, the 87-year-old music executive known as the godfather of black music. H.E.R., nominated for 5 Grammys including Album of the Year, continued to prove why she's the artist to look out for, earning a standing ovation for her spectacular vocals and skilled guitar playing. Other performers included Brandi Carlile, Florida Georgia Line with Bebe Rexha, and Kay Alicetto, who sang This Is Me from The Greatest Showman.